We have a special feature now. It's an absolute pleasure to take a moment and present our Big Brother, Big Sister of the Month. This segment is created in partnership with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh and is made possible with support from Supercuts, a family-friendly salon featuring cutting, styling, and coloring for men, women, and children on a walk-in or call-ahead basis at 30 area locations, open 7 days a week, all day long. More information is available at 1-800-SUPERCUTS or supercuts.com. And with us today, last month we had a Big Brother and the Big Brother's brother. This week we have a sister and her big sister. And join me as we welcome Rebecca Dunmeyer and Nicole. And I have to get their microphones on. I should have done that earlier, perhaps. I'll say hello to you, Nicole. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How old are you?
14.
And what part of the community do you live in? What neighborhood?
Shaler.
It's nice to have you here. And how long have you been together with Rebecca now?
Almost a year.
Wow. Time really flies. Is she the first big sister you've had?
No.
So you've been part of participating in the program for a while?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
She's nice. We do a lot of things together.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's bring her in. Rebecca, lean up here a little bit, and I won't ask you your age. Rebecca's like, okay. I don't want to talk. Where are you from, Rebecca?
I'm from New Kensington.
And how long have you been involved with Big Brothers, Big Sisters?
For about a year with Nicole.
Great. So what kinds of things do you like to do together? Anything that might surprise us in terms of how you spend your time?
Not really. Pretty usual stuff. We go to the movies. We go to concerts. We went to tell them about the concert.
What concert?
We went to Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's a pretty hot ticket. Have you been to big concerts like that before?
Yeah, once with my aunt.
Where was the show, the Tim McGraw show? Where was it done?
Mellon Arena.
Okay, was it the arena? That had to be a real blast. Could you see them pretty well, or were you up in Peanut Heaven?
We were in Peanut Heaven.
I can remember... going to a show like that, and it was like I was watching a little dot, you know, down there. What other kinds of things do you like to do, Nicole?
Football games, mm-hmm. like baseball games.
Do you like country music especially?
Yeah.
Who are some of your other favorite artists?
I like Shania Twain.
Uh-huh. Do you play a musical instrument?
No. I'm in chorus.
I thought there might be something musical about you. I don't know why. I just had this feeling about that. And when does school start up?
August 30th.
Oh, my. That's what? Just 5 days
yeah.
away now. Rebecca, what got you interested in getting involved with Big Brothers, Big Sisters? A lot of folks aren't necessarily thinking of that as the first thing they might want to do.
I've always worked with children. Since I was probably Nicole's age, I worked with Girl Scouts and I did volunteering through my church. And I don't know, I just always wanted to be a part of Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Wow. So you were working with kids when you were 14?
Yeah.
What kind of things did you do?
I volunteered with Girl Scouts and I was part of Girl Scouts too.
Uh-huh.
I was like an assistant leader, like a volunteer leader with a Daisy troop. And then I volunteered at my church with the CCD classes. So.
Nicole, are there things like that you might like to do, working with kids or people? Have you thought much about what you might want to be when you get older? Or?
Yeah, I want to be like a vet when I grow up. So.
You must love animals. Do you have pets?
Yeah, I have one cat.
What's your cat's name?
Princess.
Princess. I'll bet she's white. I'm
no.
just guessing.
No.
What's Princess look like?
She's like gray and black and like different colors.
I love cats. We have two right now. It's kind of neat to have two because they play together and do things together. Do you take your cat to the vet? Do you go in there with her so you can learn more about what the vet does? That's got to be an interesting field to try to pursue. What? I guess you selected it because you like animals.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a chance to try to help an animal feel better?
Yeah, like, and also my aunt is going to, like, help me groom animals. She's going to, like, during next summer, we're going to groom animals together.
Cool.
And, like, wash them, so.
Well, that's neat. Does she live close by?
Yeah.
Awesome. What's her name? We should make sure we say hello to her.
Marianne.
And that sounds like a great thing that you'll be able to do. So there's animals, there's chorus. Any sports?
Softball.
Excellent.
I did softball.
Excellent. Anything else that you're into or that you really like?
No, not really.
No. If you could go anywhere right now, not that you would want to because this is such a great place to be, but if you could go anywhere in the world that you haven't been to yet, where do you think you might want to go?
Probably Florida.
That would be cool. Do you like the beach?
Yeah.
That would be a very nice, even in this heat, being out by the beach would be just fine, I think. It would be good. Let's bring the other, your namesake in here, Nikki, who is with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good.
These women are great spokespeople. You almost don't need to, you don't need to get a word in here.
But, I know, they're doing a great job.
Tell us a little bit about what's happening at Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Well, it seems that there's always something going on, things that the matches can take advantage of. We have a Learn to Curl event coming up pretty soon that the matches can join in on. I think it's something to do with sweeping a rock across the ice.
Learn to Curl. Do you know what that is, Nicole? That's like throwing or...
I think you sweep something like a rock across the ice. And
That sounds kind of fun.
It's an Olympic sport, I understand.
I think it is. I don't follow those things very well, but well, that sounds fun. What else?
Oh, I think, we're going to hopefully have a holiday party this holiday. We like to invite the matches to come ice skating. And we're always recruiting, looking for big brothers especially to join us. It's a fun and rewarding experience.
Yeah, I think a lot of people probably don't realize that the time commitment may not be as daunting as people think it is. Rebecca, was it difficult for you to kind of... something tells me this is something a lot of people think about doing, but they never implement and actually do, and you made it through, and it seems like it must be something you really enjoy, having Nicole as a friend and as a sister to do things together. Did it take you a while, though, to finally realize, I got to do this, you know, I want to do it?
It did. I've wanted to do it when I was in high school, and I never really got around to it because I thought it was a big application process and interviews and everything, but it wasn't that bad. So I'm glad that I did it.
I'm glad. And not that I don't want to get so clinical about it to talk about the exact number of hours, but people may be wondering what kind of commitment it is. Do you know a rough amount of time? Not that you spend together, but just the impact on your schedule in terms of training and other things. Is it, you know, a few hours per month, would you say, or per week?
They say, I think it's every other week you're supposed to get together with your little sister, but there wasn't a whole lot of training, just interviews and the application process and stuff.
Yes.
But, you know, Nicole, we get together like once every weekend, every other weekend.
Do you talk on the phone and email or text and stuff too?
The phone.
Yeah. The phone. Yeah, I never had a little brother or little sister, so it might be kind of fun for me to do that sometime, and other people might feel the same way. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have one brother and one sister.
And younger or older?
Younger.
Okay, so that's got to be really cool for you to have somebody older than you to hang out with. How old are your brother and sister?
13 and 12.
Okay, oh, you guys are so close together in age. I bet everybody gets along really well.
Mm-hmm. Me and my sister argue.
Usually you do about that age.
Yeah.
I have two older brothers. They're about a year apart, and they're older than me, and the two of them, I think, still argue a little bit every now and then. What does Rebecca add to your life? I mean, she must really be making a difference, I would think.
Yeah, she's like there to talk to in case I can't go to like my grandma or my sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's important to have somebody sometimes just to listen, I think, so you have stuff to talk out and think about a little bit. Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to who might be tuned in?
My gram.
Excellent. We'll say, how about you, Rebecca?
I'll say hi to Audrey, Nicole's gram.
Excellent. And What else should we know? I'm going to turn back over to Nikki. Some other facts about Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Pittsburgh. You don't, just off the top of your head, how long have you been with the agency?
Well, I've been with the agency, this December will be 2 years, but I was also a big sister. And that's why I wanted to work for Big Brothers, Big Sisters, because I felt that the impact that I made really was rewarding to me, but I also saw the impact it made with my little brother. And so that's something that I really believe in.
Oh, no, I didn't. I never thought about this. Can a man have a little sister or a woman have a little brother, or is it typically that you're the same gender?
I would say for the most part it's the same gender. However, we have big couple matches where a man and a woman could have a little. We don't pair big brothers with little sisters, but we do pair big sisters with little brothers.
I understand. And there might be a time, maybe two siblings that are close in age, where you can make a pair like that too.
Well, actually, we tend to give each child their own big, that way that they have their own special time.
Actually, that makes a lot of sense, that you have a one-on-one relationship. How can people get involved if a family listening right now thinks it would be a good idea to bring a big brother or big sister into their life? Is it an easy process?
I think it's easy. We do interview the family and the child so that we can be sure that we're making the best possible match. If they're interested, they could call us at 412-363-6100. We do start interviewing children at age 6.
That's good to know. That's really a wonderful age to get started. And what about older kids? I mean, Nicole's 14 now. Can somebody start at that age or even a little older?
We actually tend to cut off age around 13. Kids around that age typically are more interested in sports and school activities and friends. However, there sometimes are kids who are genuinely interested in having an older person in their life and extra support. So around 13, though, I would say prior to 13 would be the best.
Well, that's a wonderful thing to try to get involved in and to do. Do you ever think you might like to do it someday, Nicole, when you get older, maybe? Although you have a little brother and a little sister now, so maybe not. It's got to be fun to have somebody older than you to spend some time with, I would think.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad you're here. I hope the museum, you know, I want to give you a pass to the Children's Museum that you guys can enjoy together. There is some cool stuff for older kids here. I mean, you might enjoy getting up. There's some areas here at the museum that have a lot of physics and a lot of fine art and a lot of things to do. Plus, it's fun just to be a little kid again, too, and to get out there and do things. I want to encourage you, if you're interested in learning more about Big Brothers, Big Sisters, to call or visit the website. And I'll once again turn to Nikki to ask her to pass along that information.
Sure. We do have a website. It's www.bbbspittsburgh.org. And also we have a toll-free number. It's 1-877-YES-BIGS, B-I-G-S.
Oh, that's a great number. 1-877-YES-BIGS, the phone number. And I really appreciate your being here to participate as our Big Brother, Big Sister of the Month. I hope you have a chance to visit and enjoy the museum if you care to, and that you'll keep in touch. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Information about how you can get involved once again with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh is available at www.bbspittsburgh.org, or locally, 412-363-6100. Visit www.slbradio.org to listen to additional Big Brother, Big Sister of the Month segments made possible with support from Supercuts, a family-friendly salon.